Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most of us are just carnal. We are dominated by our five senses and we aren't walking by faith. And this is one reason that the salt and the light that is on the inside of us isn't coming out and affecting other people, is because we aren't focused on it. We're focused on the physical realm. We're focused on our problems. We're focused on what we don't have instead of what we do have. And if the communication of our faith is going to be effectual, we are going to have to start acknowledging, seeing what is on the inside of us. We're going to have to start walking by faith and not by sight. The next verse, verse 8 says, "For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." You know, again, most Christians don't have this attitude, because the truth is we think only in the physical, natural realm. And when it comes to death, we believe that there is an eternity, but we don't spend a lot of time focused about it and thinking about it, and we just aren't there. Paul was walking so much by faith that eternity was more real to him than this physical body. And he says, "I know, I am confident that, man, if I am absent from this body instantly, I'm present with the Lord." He lived in eternity. He walked by faith and not by sight. You know, I'm probably going to have to continue this tonight, but let me begin to say some things, and I'll continue this in our evening service tonight. But I want to get this point across, that I believe that when God created Adam and Eve, He actually made us with six senses instead of five senses. You know, we've got what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. We've got these five senses. But I believe that Adam and Eve had six senses, and that sixth sense was faith. We were created in His image, and God is a God of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And I believe that Adam and Eve were walking by faith. Now, this is something that you're going to have to think about. This is just weird, based on what we call natural. And so you're going to have to use your brain for something besides a hat rack to be able to get this. You're going to have to think a little bit. Amen? But it's well worth the benefit. I believe that Adam and Eve were seen by faith. Just like the Apostle Paul's talking about, that he sees the unseen. There is a spiritual world that exists, and this is illustrated in Scripture in just a number of ways. Like, to me, the classic example is 2 Kings chapter 6, where Elisha was surrounded by the Syrian troops, and his servant saw all of these Syrian troops that had come against him, and he said, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And Elisha said, "Fear not, those that be with us are more than those that be with them." He wasn't talking about in the physical realm, because in the physical realm there was only two of them versus thousands of enemy troops. But he prayed and asked the Lord to open up the young man's eyes. And in the spiritual realm, there were horses and chariots of fire round about them. You know, the horses and chariots of fire didn't come all of a sudden. It's not like the Syrians left and the angels came. They were there all of the time, but they were in a different realm. They were in the spiritual realm. And he had to open up his eyes. I believe that Adam and Eve lived that way so that they could see into the spiritual realm. They were more dominated by the spiritual realm because they were seeing the things that could not be seen. Y'all following me still? They could see into the spiritual realm. This is an opinion. I can't prove this, but you can't disprove it. I believe that when God walked and talked with them in the cool of the evening and they heard His voice, and there must have been some semblance of God. I don't believe it was with their physical eyes and their physical ears that they were hearing this, but it was by faith. They were in a spiritual realm that they could perceive God. They could perceive spiritual things. And let me give you some scriptures that I believe will bear this out. Over in Genesis chapter 3, it says, when Satan came against them and tempted them, he tried to get them to eat of this tree. And in verse 6, it says, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now notice in verse 6, it says, "When they saw the tree that it was good for food and pleasant to the eyes." When they saw the tree. The scripture says that this tree was in the midst of the garden. In verse 3 it says, "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden." If you looked that up in the Hebrew, did you know that this is a mathematical term that's talking about if you were to take two diameters through that garden, the intersection of those two diameters is exactly where this tree, in the midst of the garden. Now the significance of this is that the tree wasn't over in some corner somewhere that they could just avoid and never look at. Just by the law of averages, they had to have passed that tree more than any other tree in the garden. And yet, they had never noticed that tree. They had never seen that that tree was pleasant to the eyes. They had never focused on it. Now that's interesting to me. And see, again, this is weird to us because we live in a degenerate form from what Adam and Eve were, to where what we see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is reality, and we live in this and we constantly are monitoring this physical realm. But I believe that Adam and Eve had a sixth sense, and they lived in the spiritual realm so much that the physical senses that dominate and control you and me was really, they were there, but they were in a sense just, they weren't dominant. They didn't control them. I'm sure that they had passed that tree a number of times and they had probably seen it with their physical eyes, but they had never focused on it. They had never spent any time thinking about it. They were living more in the spiritual realm than they were in the physical realm, and these physical things just didn't dominate them. And here's another proof. This is pretty powerful to me. In verse 7, right after they took of this fruit and ate of it, in verse 7 it says, "The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Now this is just overwhelming to me. When they sinned, their eyes were opened, and they knew they were naked. They had been naked ever since God created them. But they had never noticed that they were naked. I know some of you have never thought about stuff like this. And some people say, "Well, but they were clothed in the glory of God. They had a robe of righteousness on. The glory of God was shielding them." Look up in chapter 2, verse 25. It says, "They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." You can sit here and spiritualize this and make some kind of an analogy, but the truth is they were both but naked. They were just totally naked. Amen. There's no other way to say it. And we don't know how long they existed before they sinned, but it was certainly weeks, months, years, and they had never noticed that they were naked. How can this be? To our way of thinking, this is impossible. But if you can accept that God made us with six senses and that what we saw by faith was so dominant with Adam and Eve, that their physical senses were just basically inconsequential. They didn't dominate themselves with it. They had lived possibly for years and had never noticed that they were naked. Now that's walking by faith. That's being God conscious. That's seeing things that can't be seen. And yet most of us are seeing things that can be seen. And that's where we live and that's what we're dominated with. But you know what? God created us with six senses. And even though it doesn't function in most of us, I believe that the potential is still there and we can develop this. And what Paul is describing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, is basically the restoration back to this place where God created Adam and Eve to be, to where they walked so much by faith that they just didn't pay much attention to any of these physical things. Their light affliction, being beaten with rods and having all of the bones in the back of your legs and your ankles broken, and being whipped and thrown into stocks and persecuted and in prison, these little tiny minor things are nothing because They weren't looking in the physical. The physical senses weren't dominant and controlling in Adam and Eve. They were controlled by faith. They were so God conscious, so focused on God that they could perceive God when He walked and came closer to them. They could hear God speak to them. You know, I believe in evolution. I just believe it's de-evolution. I don't believe we came from nothing to this complex person. I believe that we were created awesome. And we have de-evolved. I believe that we started out with six senses and men walked in ways that today we don't even conceive of, and we think it's weird for anybody to talk about it. I believe that we have the potential of walking by faith like the Apostle Paul was talking about, so that people can whip you and kill you and do everything, and it's no big deal. Because you aren't living in the flesh, you're living in the Spirit. You can get to where the flesh is not dominant. You can get so God conscious that you don't even know if you're dressed or not. You don't even know if you're wearing your clothes. Let me just put a PS on this. That even if you become that God conscious, please have mercy on the rest of us that aren't that God conscious. And for our sakes, indulge our carnality, amen. Wear your clothes. But I'm saying that, I'm not telling anybody to get to where you don't wear your clothes, but I am saying that we ought to get to where we are so dominated by the spirit realm that this physical realm doesn't dominate us. You can reach a place to where you see by faith so much that what you feel in your body, what you see, what other people say, circumstances just don't dominate you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 7th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 7th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because we've given our employees the day off due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to the website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.